first. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live, high top, the Ozark Mountains in Missouri, Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. So if you'd like to listen on your smartphone, you can just go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, and download the free smartphone application, and you can listen wherever you are. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. We're going to be discussing rape today, rape, and I think it's going to be an interesting broadcast, ladies, and how you can protect yourselves. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Next Friday is a special class again. Larry Pratt, the executive director of Gun Owners of America, he's going to be with us, and we're going to be discussing the Colorado massacre. Was it a programmed inside job? I think so. And I've been saying so since the day it happened. So please mark your calendar. Next Friday, Larry Pratt, one full hour, USAprepares.com. Class, I live in the Ozark Mountains. And you remember the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, you know, the band? Well, some of those original band members are friends of ours. And they come to the meetups on Friday nights. So if you decide that you're interested in coming to the meetup, you just may see them. They're not there all the time, but they show up once in a while. And some of us in the Ozarks think that we're in the beginning stages of the next great Dust Bowl. A dust storm is absolutely terrifying. Why? Because there's no place to go. Choking dust is everywhere, and it will end up in your house. It'll clog your car's air cleaners, air filters. It'll destroy glass with scratches. It'll damage your lungs. And, you know, people with respiratory problems are specifically and particularly at risk of a dust storm. And we put a video of a dust storm on the website for you to see, USAprepares.com. It happened in Phoenix a few days ago. And this is the second time in about a year that it's happened. So please view it. It's disturbing. But it will prepare you for what you may be experiencing in the near future if you live in that area. Currently, according to my maps, and I've said this before, about 85% of the USA is in drought. And during the first Dust Bowl, about 90% of the country was in drought. So we're very, very close to the severity of the first Dust Bowl. Class, the summer's not yet over. There's more to come. And yesterday we were advised that we had a 60% chance of a storm. And we were all looking forward to that storm because it might have brought rain, possibly added some water to our dry ponds, streams, and provided water for the cows. 100% of that 60% chance of storm missed us. So now the drought is worse than ever. So pay attention to beef prices. They're still falling, and they're going to continue to fall for a while longer. So watch the prices and look for the sales. Avoid pink slime in your beef. Ask your beef manager, at the supermarket if they use pink slime. Don't buy any beef that has pink slime in it. But you may want to stock your freezer for the long winter where prices are going to continue to go up on beef. Right after they plummet, they're going to go up. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, 5:30, right after the broadcast class, the 3 o'clock broadcast class, and we're going to talk about the commodities market, how you can use this information to your own advantage, and predict future food prices and other prices. Today's a special broadcast. We've got two instructors with us at USAPrepares.com. Senior instructor Joel Johnson of Kodiak Survival Gear is with us, and also senior personal safety instructor Dr. Pat Hutton of he's the CEO of Hutton's Edge. We're going to be talking about crime, a crime that makes your blood boil, a crime that can make a husband seek revenge outside the system, a system that continually fails us. The crime is rape. And our instructors have advised me that they will share rape survival tactics and rape prevention tactics right here, right now. Joel Johnson, welcome.
Thanks, man. It's great to be here, Vince. First of all, let me say, I really enjoyed your guest yesterday on the radio.
Who is that?
Utterly amazing. I've never heard a radio host have themselves on as a guest before. That was really, that had to be groundbreaking stuff. You know, you were great.
Well, you know how that happened. You know how that happened.
It's good to be here, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. The reason I was a guest on my own afternoon broadcast was because our regularly scheduled guest instructor, Dr. Norman Shealy, was unable to make it. And the producer of the broadcast, Gary Williams, decided, hey, wouldn't it be nice to know a little bit about Vinny? So I was interviewed on USAPrepares.com, how I got started, why I'm broadcasting the expo, some of my background, some of my opinions, and so that's what yesterday afternoon's broadcast was about. Yeah, and Joel, now you are a former law and I'm going to say peace officer. I'm not going to say law enforcement, peace officer, because I like peace officers. I'm not particularly fond of law enforcement. And you're a student of Dr. Hutton, as well as a regional training coordinator for Dr. Hutton's organization, Hutton's Edge.
Yes.
Would you please introduce Dr. Hutton?
I'll be more than happy to. Pat Hutton holds an earned doctorate of philosophy degree from the World's Martial Arts League in Frankfurt, Germany. He has a bachelor's degree in criminology. This guy is the real deal. He is, he's founded three eclectic martial arts systems himself. In 2007, he was awarded the America's Most Outstanding Edged Weapon Specialist of the Year Award by the World's Martial Arts League. He has been named the Grandmaster of the Year in Self-Defense at the Universal Martial Arts Hall of Fame. He has accolades all over his walls, at the house, and in his studio. He is really amazing, and it's my privilege to work with Pat. Pat has founded an organization called HARP, the Hutton's Assault and Rape Prevention Program, and basically he cuts through all of the baloney that you hear in traditional rape prevention programs. And let me say, you know, you mentioned that I'm a former peace officer. I was a detective working crimes against children, and my specialization was sex crimes. So this is something that I have a great deal of professional background in. And then I directed the Department of Crimes Against Children for a national organization for 11 years after leaving active law enforcement. So, you know, I'm very much aware of the dynamics of how these guys think and operate, why they do, and especially what goes on in the minds and hearts and bodies of victims before, during, and after the assault. But Dr. Hutton also holds a great deal of expertise in that area, so we're both very happy to be here today.
Dr. Hutton, you hold high ranks in several forms of martial arts, and you've developed these three different techniques, these eclectic martial arts styles. Can you comment on your system as opposed to the sports type system, the sports-related martial arts systems?
Sure. The major difference between what I do and what most martial artists on the planet do is I'm interested in the person's well-being as they're being attacked. I'm interested in them understanding two things. One, it's not an emotional content scenario. It's not something where they're having their life put in a scenario where they should be worried about the bad guy. My concern is the victim. I don't want them to be a victim. I want them to stop the bad guy in a heartbeat. So the techniques I've developed do exactly that. We stop the bad guys. We teach the good guys how to take out the bad guys. And that's the major difference between what I do and anyone else on the planet does.
Dr. Hutton, your program is called H-A-R-P, HARP, and Hutton's Assault and Rape Prevention Program. Tell us what this is, and we've got about 2 or 3 minutes before the first break. By the way, the number one trending topic on TalkStreamLive.com is our discussion, rape survival tactics, right here, right now. The number three is us, and the number four is us. So we hold 50% of the top trending topics on TalkStreamLive.com. I just want to let you know where we are right now. So please, there's a lot of women that are listening. Let's talk about HARP.
Well, what it is an epistemological approach to scenarios that are going to happen to people in a given lifetime, say from 1 to 70 on the norm. Statistically, most women are going to be in at least 3 to 4 life and death scenarios from the time they're 1 to 70. And the difference between women and men is this. Women, from the day they're born till the day they die, they're always a target. They're always a target. Men have a kind of a reprieve there. From about 20 to 40, they're not so much a target anymore. But women are always a target from 1 to 70. So they need to really step up, learn some techniques, learn how to protect themselves, and follow suit. Where most guys think they can protect themselves, most women are taught they can't. And what we do is we train women in very simple techniques so they understand in a heartbeat that, yes, they can step up and they can take care of themselves. They're not defenseless by any means. As a matter of fact, women have less muscle tissue than men, and what that means is they're quicker than guys are. And if they're trained with the appropriate techniques, they can take a guy out in a heartbeat.
Okay. So are we going to learn some of these techniques in this broadcast?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about a story. Can you tell us a story about rape? And we don't want the gory details, you know, the sexual component of it. But what we do want to know is a story about how a rape happens and what typically happens without training. And then I'd like to, let's do that before the break. And then after the break coming up, let's talk about how that could be have a different outcome with training. And what the training is.
Well, rapists operate from three primary motivations. This can be broken down into more definitive categories, but basically they're going to either be...
Hey, Joel. We're going into a break before I thought. This is USAPrepares.com. We're talking about rape. Dr. Pat Hutton, Joel Johnson, Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joel Johnson's with me today, and so is Dr. Pat Hutton. And Dr. Pat Hutton's organization has developed a technique called HARP, and it's a training program that will help women not be victims of being raped. And Joel, we were going to tell a story about what happens in a typical rape situation, not the sexual component, but maybe the struggle, the sounds that are heard, where they come from, how these things happen, and then what a typical result is. And then we'd like to contrast that with training and so forth that a woman could have. So please start the story.
Well, let me frame the answer to that question by talking about the fact that no two rapists operate the same way, and no two rapists have the same motivational intent. They may be common, they're common threads, but rape may be a premeditated blitz attack. It may be a situation where the rapist gains the confidence of the woman. Very often the rapist is someone that the woman knows and trusts. It could be a crime of opportunity where they broke into the house thinking no one was in there, and yet they find that there's a woman in there, and they are aroused by the vulnerability, the surprise, et cetera, and the opportunity there to take whatever they want. So
yeah, and that's what I'm talking about.
Where they where they're eroticized, where the torture and stuff that they do to women is eroticized. So every situation is different. The bottom line is it has to do with a woman's vulnerability or perceived vulnerability, and very often lack of preparation in how she responds. My theory of predators is that there's not a whole lot of difference in two-legged predators and four-legged predators in terms of their ability to pick up on fear scent and and to respond to that in an aggressive way. Does that help?
Okay.
I mean, I can.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Because there are lots of stories. However, and what you said about knowing the attacker and the opportunity and the surprise and the vulnerability and the fear scent, I think that's all important. And let's talk and let's weave that into a story that can describe how these situations happen, so women will know what to avoid and then what to do.
Okay, well, let's say, for example, that a woman is stranded on the side of the road. All right, and stranded on the side of the road, she's broken down. She's called the police and indicated where she is. They indicate it's going to be 30 minutes before an officer can get there. She has a call police sign in the back window of her car. Okay, and then someone pulls up, and their motivation is to act like a good Samaritan to gain the woman's confidence to get her out of the vehicle so that they can attack her. Okay, and that's a very, very common ploy.
Get her out of the vehicle rather
Maybe
than them into the vehicle.
You know, the number one problem I have with that kind of scenario is very often the advice they're given by the emergency personnel. They're told, stay in your vehicle with the door locked, with the window up. Okay, like a rapist or a robber can't grab a rock and break the window. You know, or they'll be told, if you're not in a safe area, get outside of your vehicle and stand beside your vehicle, you know, off the roadway. That way, anyone driving by is going to see that there's a woman by themselves in that kind of situation. And not everyone that pulls over to help is pulling over to help. That's a common scenario where they get a lot of misinformation on what to do.
Okay. Then what happens?
What happens in that scenario? Well, he may ask her, you know, stop and ask her to, if there's any way that he can help, can he make a phone call for her, anything like that, to give her a ride to some location, get her in his car, drive her to a more remote situation, and physically assault her as one scenario. Or just hit her over the head and put her in the trunk of his vehicle and go. That's what Henry Lee Lucas and Otis Toole did. They traveled several hundred thousand miles a year running around the country, and they were two of the most notorious serial killers in the nation's history, and they drove around doing being a good Samaritan, stopping to help people on the side of the road. That's how they killed people.
Joel Johnson's with us. Dr. Pat Hutton's with us. Rape. And we're going to talk more about what to do if it's coming your way when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements. I'm Vincent Finelli, USAPreparedness.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, there's only a few days left for the 25% off sale. Freeze Dry Guy and Mountain House are delighted to announce a 25% off sale. FreezeDryGuy.com on number 10 cans. Sale ends July 31. You only have a few days left. Then the price goes up. So I would take advantage of the sale if you're considering Freeze Dry Guy food in number 10 cans. 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Dr. Pat Hutton's with us, and he's been at the Get Prepared Expo. And Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival Gear, you know him as MacGyver. He's been at the Expo, and both of these gentlemen will be at the Expo on November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield, Missouri. And both are seminar presenters. Dr. Hutton, if a person were walking down a sidewalk, a lady, alone, at night. Businesses are closed, and she feels someone is following her. What is your strategy? What should she do?
Well, the first thing she should do is not wait until that person is caught up with her. If she feels like there's someone tailing her from behind, she doesn't have eyes in the back of her head. What she needs to do is change her direction immediately, walk back across the street, go the other way. Then she can see if there's someone over there, and if they are following her, they'll have to walk across the street and start following her the other direction. Then she knows for a fact she's a target.
Okay. And then, so in a scenario, in a potential rape scenario, what do you advise that the victim do? Well, what should the victim do?
Well, let's just hope she has some training, because if she starts running and the person can catch up with her and it's going to end up in a struggle, let's hope she has the proper training so she can take the individual out.
Okay, so let's say she has high heels on and it's difficult to run. Does she use those high heels as a weapon? Does she wait till last minute? Does she take them off, hold them in her hand? Does she throw them away? Does she grab her keys, put them in her hand? I mean, what kind of tactics can they learn right now here on the radio?
Well, the most important thing to know is this. There's two areas that will stop an individual in a heartbeat. One is their eyes, one is their pipe. If they can't breathe, they can't function. If they can't see, they can give you no directional fight. So that's two variables. If you take either of those out, you don't have a fight. If you do anything else, you could have a real problem.
So what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting if an assailant or perpetrator is trying to rape or kill an individual, that their best options are to stop that perpetrator by any means necessary, pragmatically. Removing their eyeballs does a very, very effective job.
Okay, so you're talking about finger gouging?
Yes, sir, but there is technique with that, and it's a very simple technique, and it's very easy to blind people. It's very easy to remove an eye. Regardless of what you've heard on TV or anywhere else, it's a simple technique. It's very effective, and I have trained thousands to do it, and many have had to use that in life and death scenarios, and they're all alive today because of it.
High heel could certainly be used as a weapon, but the thing I'd like to stress is that the woman needs to know exactly what she's doing with it and having practiced and conditioned to use that. Picking it up and swinging and holding it by the toes and kind of hitting the person with the point would not be the way to go about using that weapon. She'd want to hold it full-handed and jam the spike of the heel directly into the guy's throat would be the best place to go. Right above what we call the suprasternal notch, right above, it's right in between where the collarbones meet, that soft little indentation spot there, and push in inward and upward. Shove it all the way in right to the back of their neck. You know, they can't be squeamish in that situation and survive. They have to not worry about their perpetrator. They need to worry about their life and do what they have to do. But the key point there is conditioning and training. In a crisis situation, people do what they practiced and are conditioned to do, not what they saw in a seminar or heard on the radio.
Practice. I agree with that. And what about for the ladies that carry 38 detective specials? What advice do you have for them?
Well, let me answer that in a couple of ways. 56 police officers were killed by gunfire in the year 2010. Of those, 7 officers were killed with their own weapons. 7 had their weapons stolen. Only seven attempted to use their weapon, and only 16 of the 56 cases were the officers able to fire their own firearm. Okay, and 15 of them were killed in ambush. Now, my point being, those are trained police officers. Trained police officers, not women with a gun in their purse. Mm-hmm. And all too often, people believe that they are safe because they have a gun on them. And, in fact, that gun is very possibly what the perpetrator may be after, and it's all too easy to take a gun away from someone, you know, in that situation. So they need to, again, condition and train and have have it in a way that is accessible, not likely to be taken away from them. Their purse is the dumbest place to have that gun. Okay, and they need to have it to where they can draw it and use it and be emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and physically prepared to do so.
You know, I absolutely agree with you because there are a lot of instructors, firearms instructors, that say that a woman should keep her hammerless 38 in her purse. I totally disagree. I think it needs to be on her person because her purse can be snatched along with her firearm. And
her best
on
bet
her person,
in that situation with that gun and that purse is to drop her purse on the ground real hard on concrete and just hope that the gun accidentally goes off, shoots through the purse, and hits the guy. Her chances of surviving that scenario are just about as great doing that as they are fumbling through their purse to pull the thing out.
Right.
Plus,
so,
if their purse is stolen, now the guy's got their gun.
So it sounds like you agree with me, gun on the person. Okay, so what if she has only a pencil or a pen? Does she put that pointy side out, leave a few inches out, and try to go for a soft spot?
To be honest, it really doesn't matter which end of the pencil she uses with Dr. Hutton's technique. You know, is she? I can. You know, you can kill just as easily with that eraser as you can with the point. Don't worry about making sure it's positioned. To do that, you have to look at the pencil, make sure you've got it right in your hand. Just grab it and shove it right into that spot I'm talking about. That sweet spot right above the top of the sternum, to the very bottom of the neck. Push in and up, not in and down and not in straight. Yeah.
In and up. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see if I've got this right. She's being followed. The idea is to change directions immediately, make sure that she's not being followed. If the person pursuing changes this to the same direction as she is, she knows now that she's being pursued, needs to take action to get out of there as quickly as she can. But if that's not available, get something like a pen, a pencil, or something she can shove right in the sweet spot and take out her assailant.
Well, that isn't the time to get it. She ought to already have it in her hand. I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Hutton and let him approach that.
Correct, Vince, but bottom line is when she turns around, if she realizes she can't outrun the individual, get away from the individual, what she needs to do then is change her approach. The individual is obviously going to be aggressive towards her. She needs to be passive. She now needs to close the distance. Instead of run from him, close the distance in a passive way, letting him know for a fact that he's got her and that she thinks there's nothing she can do about it, that she's his and putty in his hands. And then his aggression will drop. She can close the distance. She can get to his eyes. She can get to his pipe. And if you will take a pen or a pencil and hit the side of the pipe, stick it all the way through and then pull it back, and this is something I'd have to show you, obviously, that will take out the pipe completely and close the airway and really stop the individual in the heartbeat.
See, Vince, let me give you an example of what he's talking about here. He's basically talking about the psychological awareness and condition of the perpetrator at that point. And anything you can do to get the perpetrator to drop his guard is to your advantage. Now, for example, if you've got a four-on-one situation, Dr. Hutton and I were discussing this last night in training, a four-on-one situation where one guy is facing four assailants,
all right,
chances are he's going to be in a better position with each and every one of those than he would be with a single assailant, and the reason is that they may have a level of overconfidence at that point. Their guard may be down because they think they've got safety in numbers. Whereas a one-on-one, that person is going to be hypervigilant in what they're doing coming against you as an opponent, and they're going to be loaded for bear. So if a rapist believes that he's got the victim in a situation where she is cowering, his guard may drop enough in order for her to get in there, and she needs to use these techniques. We don't deliberately get super close if you can get away, but if you are close, get in there to where you can do the most damage.
Okay. Okay. I think that's really clear, and I think that's a great example. So, but it seems a little more intimidating if on the surface, if there are four attackers against one woman rather than one-on-one.
Well, yeah, my point being, I was drawing a parallel there. Sure, she's in a worse situation with 401 because two can hold her down. One can watch for people coming and while the fourth one's raping her, and they can switch places. My point being that the psychological state, we were drawing a comparison of being a man, you know, in combat, being in one-on-one versus one-on-four, that the four may have their guard dropped and not be as dangerous in each individually as that one individual who feels like they have to put everything into that attack. So maybe that was not the best example to use. I'm not saying she's safer with four assailants. I'm just saying that the point of this scenario is to get the guy to drop his guard.
Got it. Got it. Joel Johnson, Dr. Pat Hutton, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Rape Survival. And I've got some more questions when we come back on tactics on how you can survive a potential rape. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking with Dr. Pat Hutton of Hutton's Edge and Joel Johnson of Kodiak Survival Gear about rape. And by the way, the number one trending topic all hour on TalkStreamLive.com is this topic, rape survival, number one. And Dr. Hutton, if a woman feels that she's being pulled over on the highway by a vehicle that's unmarked but has emergency lights, what do you think about that? What should she do?
Well, A, she should not pull over. She should drive slow. She should get on her cell phone. She should dial 911 and see if there's actually a police officer behind her. You should never pull over as a female on a highway with a car that's not clearly marked, that you can't tell it's an officer or not. Mm-hmm. You're just asking for trouble.
Okay. So what should she do? Okay, this car has got the lights on. She's going down the highway. It's been 1 minute, 2 minutes. Lights are still on. What does she do? Does she pull into a parking lot? Does she go to, she's in unfamiliar territory, but yet, let's say she sees stores with lights in the parking lot off the exit ramp. What does she do?
Well, if she doesn't have a cell phone and she's not able to contact the authorities to find out if the car is legit behind her, what she should do is keep driving until she gets to the most public place she possibly can and pull in there. And then usually, of course, if the person's not legit behind her, they're going to disappear. If they are, they're going to have a little lecture coming her way. All she's got to do is say, you know what, I couldn't tell if you were legit or not. You could rape me like anybody else. I was scared and I feared for my life, and that's why I kept driving.
And I was on the phone with your dispatcher at the time.
Exactly. So. If she doesn't have a phone, though, she can't give that excuse.
Right.
Yeah. I've advised ladies that I know, and please comment on this, that if there's a Walmart there that's open 24 hours a day, drive right up to, and maybe even if the doors are open, inside the Walmart.
You don't even have to drive inside, because at night there's always going to be 55 Walmart employees outside smoking in that little place where the bitches are. Just drive there. There's none in the store helping people, but they're all out there smoking, believe me.
Dr. Hutton, Joel Johnson, for those that don't want to be in the place where a rape is potentially possible, what places should we avoid going to?
Well, that's a misconception, Vince, because I'll tell you right now, and stats will bear this out, rapes happen anywhere, anytime, broad daylight, night, in any area you could imagine. So there is absolutely no true safe place.
For
ages, you know, whenever Dr. Hutton was talking about the 1 through 70, the studies he was citing looked at that demographic. But something I'd like to point out is that you're not rape-proof after you're 70 years of age.
No.
You know, the oldest case, the oldest victim that I personally worked a sexual assault on, the victim was 96 years of age. In fact, the older, the more likely that they are going to be sexually assaulted in that kind of situation. What he's saying is there are obvious common sense. I mean, use your common sense in those things. He's just saying that no environment is absolutely rape-proof. But use your common sense as far as not being in an isolated situation, and just do the best you can and make sure that you're prepared. It's all about preparedness, and not just that doesn't just mean having a gun on you. That means having the psychological, emotional, and spiritual preparedness to do what you have to do.
And common sense dictates that you don't go to a bar and accept drinks from strangers, etc. I mean, common sense, there's a lot of things people can do these days to gain control of other individuals that you would just never think. They can go in and guy buys somebody a drink in a bar and they think, oh, what a nice guy.
Yep, and that's what I was getting at when I asked about places to avoid. Joel Johnson, Dr. Pat Hutton, both of these gentlemen will be with us at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Information's on the website, usaprepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Alex Jones is coming up next. Please stay tuned.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.